Good morning, guys. This is Jem for the Born to Fly podcast. I'm coming to you live this morning. It's almost 6 a.m. here in Tokyo, and for some reason, I just can't sleep this morning. And I thought I could lay here and fumble around, or I can get up and do a podcast, because as I was thinking about it, I was like, it's nearly been 2 weeks since I've done a podcast. And I did give myself permission to come away without expectation of doing any recordings or the sort, but I just can't help myself. Just felt the need to share some things, and it's going to be completely raw, unedited, because I don't have any of my software with me, but you got to use what you've got. So that's what I'm doing this morning. And as I said, rather than fumbling around in bed, this is going to be a lot more practical. But I put a post up on my Facebook the other day about experiencing emotions, and I mean, even being on the other side of the world right now, like I said, I've had a few days here and there which have been a bit left of centre, and at first I was a bit like, what the hell is going on? You know, I'm here with one of my best friends, and we've just done nothing but laugh, we've had the greatest experience, and yet I still feel, you know, a little shaky, a little bit anxious, a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit frustrated. And it's kind of like, okay, well, like, why would I feel this way when I probably am in a position right now that people would be, you know, people would do anything to be here. And I'm not saying that it was given, you know, I do work hard for these experiences, so I make the most of them. But, just coming to those emotions still, it made me realize that, you know, there's been many times in my life that I've sort of looked for external influences as to why I'm not happy, as to why I don't have the things I want. So, you know, I haven't probably done as much travel because I always wanted someone to travel with, was always a big excuse. You know, I needed more money, I needed this, I'm frustrated because I don't like where I live, frustrated because I want more friends. Like, it's just, you know, it's all such bullshit, really. Like, you just, you know, I used to go away on holidays, I used to go on weekends away because I wanted to escape, like, my reality, and it was all fun and games for the few days I was away, but as soon as I come back, you know, all the bullshit was there to greet me at the door, because it wasn't actually the need to escape that was the problem. It was me not going deeper within myself and realizing that I had some work to do. And as I do come to the end of this trip, as much as I have had a few of those days, like, I've managed to work my way through it. I've still been, you know, doing my stretching where I can, about to sit down and do some journaling, and that's really helped process a lot of things, as I do at home anyway. And, you know, I've just come to realize it's just all my own stuff, and it's nothing wrong with me. We're all human, it's all very natural to feel things, and sometimes they don't make a lot of sense. But emotion's just a passing thing. Like, if you can just accept that it's going to come and go, just like a storm, you know, the less time it's going to last, the quicker you're going to work through it, and the quicker you can get back to feeling the more positive emotions like love, joy, happiness, over the negative. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today, and as I said, it's just a completely raw, unedited podcast. I know when I wake up early and don't really have a reason behind it, it's because I've sort of worked through and shifted some energy. And then I get all this natural energy to suddenly burn. So I'm up early, I'm energetic, I'm excited, I'm, you know, ready for the day, and yet it's still dark and everyone's still asleep. But, you know, if you are going through a bit of a struggle right now, it's only temporary. And you've just got to give yourself permission to feel the emotion. Don't be scared to say, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm stuck. You know, I feel guilty, I feel shame, whatever it is. Because as soon as you say that out loud, your ego loses all control and stops causing chaos in your mind. And once you can come to that, you realize these are just all made up stories in your head. But feel it. Don't be scared of it. And then trust me, once you process through it, you've got the whole day to enjoy in a much more positive state of mind. And I even feel a lot better now. just by sharing that with you. So if you do want some more info, guys, inspiration, by all means, you know where to find me. You can jump on over to Facebook, follow me there, Gemma Rice, my Instagram at handle GEMM_C, and of course my website www.first-loveyourself.com for all my blogging inspiration and motivation. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'm going to do a bit more exploration of Tokyo, and I hope to speak to you all soon.